Hello. this is going to be page 4 on my quote-unquote diary. On my last recording, I said I was going to keep talking about relationships and I was probably going to talk about trust. So let's talk about trust in a relationship, guys. Trust, once you lose it, is very, very hard to get it back. At least fully, you know. There's always going to be that doubt there, so let's talk about how not to lose it in the first place. You know, that's actually kind of hard not to even lose trust in any timing in your relationship, actually. There's always those little white lies and, you know, just try not to do something major. For example, like not letting your partner see your phone. What's up with that? Like, if you have nothing to hide, you know, it shouldn't matter. Sometimes I ask my boyfriend to see his phone, and I'm not really looking for anything. I just want to see if he gives it to me. Like, and right there, that just proves that, you know, he has nothing to hide. And I think that's really important. So when you have trust, you're secure, you know, you feel secure, like nothing's going to really happen. And you don't feel the need to feel crazy, because honestly, that drives people crazy. If there's no trust, there's no love when it comes to, you know, a lover. Like, when it comes to, like, friendships, it's more like, hey, I can't tell you the secret. You know, there's no trust because they just don't trust you. And I think that actually does still make you crazy because you won't know what they want, like, you know, what they don't want to tell you because they don't trust you. So that's basically just, you know, a cycle. You know, don't, when you're in a relationship, like, you know, with your lover, not just like relationship with anybody else, try not to break that bond, you know, that bond with the trust and everything, because then there's always that doubt in the back of your mind. Oh, is he doing this or is she doing that? You know, and you want to be able to go to sleep knowing that you trust them. They're not gonna, while you're sleeping, he's over there doing crazy things behind your back or whatever. You know, I'm saying this out of experience. You know, it sucks. And trust. Since, you know, I always say this is my Christianity blog too. Trust in God. You know, put everything in His hands, and He'll work it out. You know, in your favor, if it's His will. You know, if you don't trust Him, then I believe that, you know, things won't go your way, because He's probably saying, you know, you don't even trust me. Like, just leave it in my hands, you know? Everything turns out for the better if you just trust in Him. And remember, guys, like, if He takes something out, let him take it out. Trust Him, because it's not for you. It can't go where you're supposed to go. I think I said that before, but I'll say it again because it's so true. So basically, guys, don't break the trust. Trust is very important in any situation. I don't believe in lies, you know, there's no point in them. Yeah, sometimes there's little white lies that you do just because you don't want people to know stuff, or it's just comes out, you know, sometimes you don't even control it, but at least make sure it's nothing big. But yeah, like I said, I'm gonna make this short, and it probably wasn't that good of a podcast, but hey, maybe it helped somebody. You know, just like I said, put your trust in God, and everything will probably turn out, not probably, it will turn out in your favor. And remember, not everything you ask God for is something that we ideally want, and later on, you'll understand. But yeah, like I said, I'm going to keep this short. And you guys have a blessed day. Good night, good morning, happy birthday. Whatever the case may be. And yeah, have a great day. Bye.